It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A force of nature is a term used to describe a lot of things, and if it applies to any single entertainer, Chaka Khan certainly fits the description. She is a singer, songwriter, producer, author, actor, philanthropist, and entrepreneur. We'll cover as much of it as we can with Chaka Khan, who is coming to Pittsburgh to perform as the headliner for Pride in the Streets on Saturday, June 14th. She joins us now by phone from Los Angeles, a 10-time Grammy winner. Chaka Khan, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you.
What does it mean to perform as part of Pride Fest in Pittsburgh?
Well, in lieu of what's happened in the last week or so, I'm honored. I'm very honored to be performing at this momentous occasion.
I don't know how much time you'll have in Pittsburgh, but will you be able to take in some of the different aspects of Pride Fest while you're here?
I don't know. Most likely not, as I'm working a lot. I'll be probably coming from Las Vegas and then going somewhere else after that. So, you know.
Are you happy to be so busy?
Yeah. It's double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, if I'm sitting home for too long, I'm looking at my watch wondering, you know, what's up?
You have a rare ability that has allowed you to excel as a singer in eight music genres, if I'm adding them all up correctly, including R&B, jazz, pop, rock, gospel, country, classical, and dance music. What does it take to be able to stretch yourself like that and really feel and fit into all these different kinds of music?
First of all, I guess it takes just a love and a passion for music overall, you know, because I really don't give it a lot of thought, you know. You know what I'm saying? I just sing. For me, that's quite simply what it is. I mean, maybe for jazz, one has to be a little more attentive, and there's certain applications that go to different genres of music, but other than that, I try to keep it as simple as possible. I do keep it as simple as possible.
Is there ever a time that you were approached about doing something or performing a particular piece of music, and you thought to yourself, boy, I don't know. Were you ever hesitant?
Not that I know of. I just love it. I just jump right in.
Do you have a favorite
type of music?
Yes.
No. I love them all. I love good music. My favorite music is good music. Lyrics that make sense, you know.
So there has to be something certainly in the lyrics for you as well as the music.
Absolutely.
Unlike many African-American R&B artists, you, I understand, did not begin singing in church. When and where did you begin to sing?
Well, I did sing in Catholic church, a lot of Gregorian chants and whatnot. But no, I did not start in the gospel church. I sang some hymns and stuff like that, but no, I didn't get any gospel training. My mother sang, my dad sang, you know, my sister and brother sang. Every Saturday we used to sing and clean house. I thought everyone could sing. I thought everybody did that, you know, when I was a kid. So it's just a part of, you know, me. It's just what I am.
Who were your influences growing up? Who were the people that impressed you and that maybe you tried to emulate?
Well, most of them early on were horn players, sax players. My dad played a lot of jazz, and I think that's what probably formed my tone. Unbeknownst to me, you know, I didn't do it, you know, knowingly, but, you know, with my tones and stuff like that, I think that I most compare myself to a horn player.
I think, was it Miles Davis who said that, I think he said you sound like an instrument, or you sound like a horn. It was something like that.
He said I sound like his horn, yeah.
Is that how you think of your voice as an instrument, in a sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
You were 18 when you became the lead singer of the multiracial group Rufus. How did that experience shape you as your career was really coming to fruition?
Well, I was actually 17 when I got with him. I was 18 when we signed our record deal. But how did that shape me?
Mm-hmm.
I was always interested in several genres of music. You know, I heard all kinds of music growing up. So it was just like a perfect fit for me, really. I think any shaping that took place in the business aspect of it more so than the music.
How so?
Well, I found out, you know, what a beast this business is. You know, I learned by a lot of trial and error and some hard knocks.
You know, I'm sure people must come up to you and say, you know, it must be great to be a star, to be such a successful performer. But I'm guessing there are things that people probably think come more easily than they may realize, and that the only way someone would know how hard it is to experience it. It sounds like there might have been a rude awakening for you somewhere, at least as you say, in the terms of the business aspect of the music industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a glamorous life. There's a lot of work. I mean, if you think about it, if I had a gig in New York, you know, tomorrow night, I'd have to be leaving today. I'd have to have packed yesterday. It'll take me some hours to fly there. I'll get there, I'll check into a hotel, and I'll try to get enough sleep before I have to go on stage. And I'm only on stage for, 90 minutes, you know, so. And then I have to turn around and do the same thing again. Yeah, it's very rough, and you have to have your stuff together. Yeah, you got to keep physically fit because it's more traveling on trains and planes and cars than it is anything else.
So there's all the work and the hardships really that you endure to be successful. What is it that keeps you going? Because I'm guessing you don't have to keep performing, but obviously there's something about it that really makes you persevere. What is it?
Well, it's my, you know, music is my sanity. You know, that's how I keep, I hold it together. You know, that's my, you know, I get, that's my self-expression. And that's how I get my rocks off, you know. And it helps. In that way, it balances me. So, I mean, for whatever else I'm doing, I mean, it's mentally and emotionally a great outlet for me.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is 10-time Grammy winner Chaka Khan, who is the headliner for Pride in the Streets in Pittsburgh on Saturday, June 14th. Your autobiography, Through the Fire, is currently being updated for re-release. Is there anything in there that surprises people when they read it?
The reason I'm updating it is because so much has happened to me, you know, since I've written that book, you know, there's a part two. You know, I've done a lot of life since then. People don't tell me what surprises them so much. They say that the book really helped them a lot.
Right. Your autobiography, it, among other things, it details your struggle with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
What finally convinced you that you needed to get help?
You know, I wanted to come back to my health and come back to myself. And I didn't want to die.
One of your Grammy Awards was for Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal in 1994, I'll Be Good to You with Ray Charles.
And I wanna love you, girl, in a special way.
To have been able to create that work with him, what does that mean for you?
It means a great deal to me. I mean, I grew up, you know, listening to him. I admired him greatly in a big way, so I was totally honored to be able to do something with him. As long as Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, you know, a lot of people. I mean, I really have, that's one of the high points of my career, you know, being able to perform with people that I've been going and listening to my whole life.
This year marks the 30th anniversary of your huge hit, I Feel For You, another Grammy winner and a history maker, because it was the first, and I didn't realize this, I ended up reading that it was the first R&B song to feature a rap. I remember being in New York City when I first heard it. It was Christmas time. 1984, and you could not go anywhere in New York without hearing that song. It was being played on radios. A store window or a door would open, and you'd hear it.
Chaka, 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 Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. That's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Got the feel for you. Chaka Khan. What you tell me? What you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan. Let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you. Wanna hug you. Wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arms. Let me fill you with my charm, Chaka. 'Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka. Let me make you, make me wanna scream. Let me rock it. Rock it.
Did you realize that you were making history at the time with this rap being featured in it?
No, I wasn't thinking along those terms. I think my producer, Iris Martin, was, though. He surprised me by putting the rap on there.
So when you heard it, what was your reaction?
Well, at first, I wasn't very happy about it. I was thinking, how am I going to live with this song that sang my name over and over again? It doesn't bother me now. But then I was a little embarrassed by the whole thing. But it did well.
Oh, that it did. That it did. Speaking of New York, you made your Broadway debut in 2004, I believe it was, when you took over the role of Sophia in The Color Purple. Had you done much acting before that, and what was it like to step into that role?
Well, I've also done work in the West End in London, and I got an award for that. That was actually my debut. Mama, I want to say I did that. However, The Color Purple, it was tough. It was a lot of work. It's hard work, and a lot of it. But I think I had a really cool part. I liked the part very much.
Well, among your many talents, and I'm trying to hit as many as I can in the time that we have with you, this sounds almost too good to be true, but you are an entrepreneur, and years ago, you launched a line of gourmet chocolates called Chocolats. Tell me about this. It sounds great.
We launched it to raise money for an initiative I was doing for children with autism. And we got them in Neiman Marcus, and it really, really went over well. In fact, we're relaunching it again this year sometime. Everyone likes chocolate, so I think it's a good way to help to raise money for a good cause. And that's fundamentally why I did it, and that's why I'm doing it.
It sounds great. And Chaka Khan, it has been great spending time with you and having this conversation. Again, Chaka Khan will be in Pittsburgh to perform as the headliner for Pride in the Street on Saturday, June 14th. Chaka Khan, thanks so much. Safe travels, and best of luck to you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. It's been great talking to you.
Coming up, travel correspondent Elaine LeBaum takes us to state parks in Pennsylvania. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.